This is KUT. Senior citizens in the Rio Grande Valley's Hidalgo County have more than 150 daycare centers to choose from, but Austin has just one licensed daycare center. KUT's Veronica Zaragovia reports on what these centers offer seniors who'd otherwise be home alone.
La Palma. Y es alrededor del mundo.
A group of seniors are playing a game at Mi Casa Adult Daycare in Mission, Texas, not far from McAllen. Adult daycare centers like this one dot many street corners here in this part of the Rio Grande Valley. They offer rides to see the doctor, to pay bills, or to pick up a social security check.
We have outings such as the flea market, the shrine.
That's manager Silvia Cavazos.
The shrine is about, about 6 miles away from here. People from all over the country come to visit the shrine, and there's a special mass there done by the bishop every last Tuesday of the month for adult daycares.
Hispanic seniors who participate include Jose Efren Velasquez. He's in his early 60s and retired young after an auto accident.
Yo trabajé en la agricultura.
Well, before retiring, I worked in agriculture. My job was to water, apply chemicals, cut trees with large saws. I'd cover 40 acres a day. Since I was a boy, I've been working in agriculture here in the valley.
The center offers culturally appropriate activities and foods for clients like him. For many seniors, it's a much-needed social connection. And these centers are very popular, and different ones have to fight each other for customers. Cavazos says when the number of clients at Mi Casa drops, it's because clients have decided to go to another center.
Well, there's a lot of competition out there. I'm going to say that there's one center in every corner, as they say.
According to the Texas Department of Aging and Disability Services, Hidalgo County has 169 licensed adult daycare centers.
In South Texas, the industry is booming because Medicaid will pay for that, and because many of our Hispanic residents and seniors participate in that program.
That's Jacqueline Angel. She's a professor at the LBJ School of Public Affairs at UT Austin. She's also a member of Austin Mayor Lee Leffingwell's Task Force on Aging.
So guess who gets to do yoga with you?
Austin and Round Rock, on the other hand, barely have competition. Each city has only one licensed adult daycare provider. It's the same nonprofit.
Maybe you'll learn some.
Well, you know, we'll do stretches. Maybe we'll do a little dancing.
Austin Groups for the Elderly, or AGE, of Central Texas, offers activities like Irish Storytime and Tai Chi. Program Director Stephanie Hoffman says seniors who spend the day here had a wide range of professions.
From CEOs to their companies to housewives. You know, we've got physicians, we have ophthalmologists, we have journalists, we have professors at UT that are here. We've got athletics, football players from UT that are here too.
The average person who comes here is 78. AGE gets funding from Medicaid and other sources like St. David's Foundation.
There's a number of adult days who have attempted to start, but haven't succeeded because they don't have that extra funding that we need in order to make it happen. The state does cover a tiny little fraction of that.
Hoffman says property costs are also very expensive in Austin. Plus, it's expensive to have all the staff necessary to do everything from nursing to contracting with Medicaid. But she wishes there was more competition.
There really should be a lot more, and there's a number of folks that don't know about us, and because we are a nonprofit, that we're not able to, we don't have a huge advertising budget, so it's word of mouth primarily. I would love it if there were another 10 adult day centers. It's definitely a need.
A newly formed Commission on Seniors is meeting once a month to advise the Austin City Council on how to meet the needs of Austin's booming senior population. The commission's next meeting is April 9th. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.
This story is part of the MetLife Foundation's Journalists in Aging Fellows Program, organized by the Gerontological Society of America and New America Media.